people who are practicing the dark arts.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, of course, scripture warns against doing that kind of thing because it can be very real. I mean, like, the thing is, the enemy is real. I mean, like Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So there are four different classes of, you know, what the enemy has right there already. But we have protection from the enemy, and we can be ready for battle, as Ephesians 6 says, by putting on the armor of God. You know, we prepare for it daily. We, you know, take captive every thought that the Apostle Paul mentions, of course. Take captive every thought, make it obedient to Christ. We put on the spiritual armor. We denounce it in Jesus' name. You know, when we're facing those battles, we have to be ready to stand. You know, we can't go into it going, okay, let's go, and think you're going to win.
Yeah, that's true. And at the same time, I think it needs to be mentioned too, because we need to make sure that we're not opening ourselves up and opening any doors, so to speak, for these things to have power in and legal spiritual rights to our lives.
Yeah, I mean, like, because the one thing that floors me every time when I go into a place like, say, Toys R Us or whatever, I look in the game section, and sure enough, there's that wicked game board, Ouija, sitting there as a, you know, a family game. I'm like, are you kidding me? I feel like taking a blowtorch to it.
Yeah, sorry. It's not funny. It's quite a visual.
It is quite a visual. I mean, like, that's how strongly I feel about it. I'm like, if I wouldn't, you know, be like arrested, I'd take a blowtorch to the thing, you know, like, that's how strongly I feel about it. You know, we're not supposed to touch anything that, you know, deals with the evil that Satan has. You know, we're not supposed to deal with the dark arts, so to speak.
Well, and then you have people, Christians, dressing their kids up as like witches and stuff like that once a year, but we're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, certain.
You know what
anyways,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, doorways, people, doorways. Hello. But I get what you're saying. And that, in the example of the Ouija board, that is a very, well, maybe it's not obvious to everyone, but I think that there are so many more ways too where people can just become more and more and more desensitized to the point where, oh, people are like, these people who practice these things, they'll like start to be glorified, and whether that be through media and stuff like that. And
well, you know, even seeing on Facebook, you know, the community Facebook page for my neighborhood, or, well, for my town, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, someone posting about the fact, you know, does anybody know who does psychic readings?
Yeah.
And being excited about it and wanting to get like six people together to go do it. I'm like, no. You know, and it's just one of those things. That's a doorway to allow the enemy in.
Can I be honest really quickly? And then we're going to do the next thing. What makes me uncomfortable is that right here on the air, I know I cannot talk about certain things, right?
Right.
And here we are, and being voices and stuff like that, and even, you know, that would oppose certain things. But even that, there are things that we cannot talk about. And this just bothers me that we can't speak about certain things, because, my goodness gracious, like, the enemy's just having a heyday with people, and everything's okay because no one really speaks out against it, and it's just entertainment and it's just fun. But what people don't realize is that these forces, they're giving doorways and legal rights to their lives.
Yeah.
It's causing them issues. It's destroying their relationships. It's destroying their, it's trying to come between them and God and all these different things. And that's just what we got to do. Like, what does the Bible says? We got to watch, and we got to understand the times that we're in, and we got to watch what's going on around us. We got to make sure, just like you said with Ephesians, that we're putting on that armor. We're making sure that we're not ignorant to the things of the enemy, and we're not giving him room and not a foothold in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have to realize that we are in a battle.
Yeah.
We are not a little stroll in the park. We're not sitting there just waiting for Jesus to return. We're in a battle.
Yeah.
And absolutely. We have to be ready.
Absolutely. There you go.